The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Those travelling through Holyhead Port this week, they will be scanned by live facial recognition technology in a third trial. This is part of the UK's immigration enforcement efforts. The technology is often cited as being controversial, but will be used more widespread by our nearest neighbours and by An Garda Síochána in limited scenarios. News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly joins us now with more. Hello, Jess.
Good morning.
So what do we know about the tech being used in Holyhead?
It's very interesting. So this is part of a series of facial recognition trials being run by the UK Home Office. The tech being used here is called Live Facial Recognition, or LFR. And it works by scanning people's faces in real time once they enter a designated area, what's called zone of recognition. So as you come off the ferry, drive through, there will be signage around the place to alert you that this technology is being utilised. And then the images that are captured or tracked by the cameras are then compared to images on a watch list of individuals that the authorities are looking for. In this case, the watch list includes people who've previously been deported from the UK and are suspected of trying to enter via the common travel area. And it's interesting, you mentioned there it's the third trial. So the first two took place in November of last year. Over 6 days, they scanned more than 7,500 faces. They received two alerts and only one arrest.
Mm-hmm. So is it reliable? It's not without controversy, which we'll come to, but is it a reliable technology?
So what the Home Office has said is that there were no false positives here, which is a good sign. So it's not flagging up people mistakenly. The accuracy has been questioned. There's a lot of controversy about the use of this technology by the police force in the UK. If people were watching Ireland v Wales in the last year's Six Nations, that took place in Cardiff, and that was where this technology was utilised on a mass scale around the Cardiff Stadium. So cameras were placed, again the signs were there, and it was a large scale operation. However, it has been found and acknowledged and accepted that some of the facial recognition technologies used by the police forces in the UK are known to have bias in them.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a middle-aged white man, this works an absolute dream on you. If you're anything but a white middle-aged man, the instances of inaccuracies increase. There are cases that are going before the courts in the United Kingdom where individuals were mistakenly identified and pulled up as a result of this technology. So there's a big concern on that front.
Yeah, in particular in relation to black men.
Black and Asian men in particular. That's where it struggles with. It also struggles quite a lot with young girls, teenage girls. And so the fear factor is that, well, yes, one person was arrested out of 7,500 in this instance. Is that worth the risk? So from a proportionate point of view, is that a proportionate response or a proportionate justification to use this technology? And also, is there going to be a fear factor now where the biases that most of us have inherent within us are being passed over to a technology that can scan large areas in real time and put flags on people without justification?
I wonder, are you flagged if your face is covered going through these areas? You know, is that an immediate flag if your face can't be read?
Well, this is, you know, the IOC, which is the UK version of the Data Protection Commission, they are publishing what they're calling transparency reports to try and help people understand the when, the where, the why and the how that this technology is being used. But the reality of the situation is we don't know. So when you go through facial recognition, whether it is the e-gates in Dublin Airport, whether it's going through border security in the United States or around the UK, the way these work is they take sort of measurements of your face in real time. So it's not that it recognises Clare Byrne. It recognises the distance between your eyes, the width of your nose, the placement of your cheekbones. These little measurements are then fed into the computer in sort of a numeric format. And then it can be scanned. So say if you were wearing a mask, if this was being done during COVID and you had a mask on, it could still take the measurements of your eyes, the top of your nose, your cheekbones and so on. But the accuracy then is impacted. And I think some of the questions that are being asked, firstly around the proportionality, so are we really going to get the results of it? But there are examples, as I said, of mistaken identity, people getting the flags that are not correct. And you do wonder then if there are other instances of where this technology could be utilised in a not so good way. So, for example, I'll get to it in a second, but there is a distinction between how things are done in the UK and in this country.
Yes,
so before anyone has a panic, right? But, like, you know, I was over with the West Midlands Police a number of years ago, and the West Midlands Police wear body cameras on their chests. And the idea is if they are walking into an altercation or, say, the scene of domestic violence, they can punch their chests, trigger the camera, and that information gets captured. There was talk of doing a pilot program with these cameras in relation to antisocial behaviour. Now, do you want your child to be picked up sitting on a wall and that being registered by this camera? And then if the child is seen again on, you know, loitering around the place, that getting picked up. You don't want pictures being built up of individuals, that being stored, presumptions being made. And we get to an era of preventative policing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
a big concern.
So a picture of your child is built up, haven't done anything wrong, but their face has been picked up, as you say, loitering or sitting on a wall. So that in itself increases the bias against that child.
Exactly.
if they're found doing something they shouldn't be doing.
Exactly. And again, it's not that this is happening right here and now.
Yeah.
This is something that is potentially, yeah.
So let's talk about the difference between Ireland and the UK, because Ireland has been more cautious when it comes to facial recognition technology.
We have. And that is something that is very intentional. So in the UK, there's no specific law that regulates the use of facial recognition technology by police or the immigration authorities. It's kind of made up of data protection rules and then general policing powers. In this country, however, we have the EU AI Act, so we adhere to that. And this says that facial recognition in public spaces, except in very limited circumstances, such as searching for a missing person or preventing terrorist attacks, is prohibited. I also reached out to the Department of Justice and indeed the Data Protection Commission. And just in the last few minutes, the Data Protection Commission got in touch with me to say that we do use facial recognition in Dublin Airport, for example, by the way of e-gates, but that is to match a passport to the person presenting it. So that's a one-on-one authentication. It's not the case that you're putting your passport down and it's being searched against a database of potentials or wanted people or anything like that. That's not being done. Also, the use of facial recognition technology for law enforcement is not currently provided for in Irish law, but it is the subject to, and we spoke about this on the station in December, the Garda Síochána Recording Devices Amendment Bill in 2025, which is before the Oireachtas. Now, again, that will give Gardaí the ability to utilise facial recognition technology, but it's not going to be the same as what's done in the UK, because it's looking for instances of a known person. So, for example, they're looking for you. They will then use your base image as image number one to scan against whether it's CCTV, a bed of images, whatever it may be, and identify instances of you there rather than using that as the first line of defence. And again, there are very extreme circumstances in which it can be used. There will be codes of practices which are being drawn up. It'll be very regulated. We're not going down the Big Brother track just as of yet. But there are serious conversations needed to be had in relation to proportionality. Also, you know, we all want to be safe. We want to feel safe. And there's that age-old thing of, sure, I've got nothing to hide, so I don't mind if it keeps us safer. But it's the potential of where we could go if this technology becomes the norm.
There's a great thriller in it, isn't it? I know I was identified incorrectly by facial recognition technology in Holyhead, and then you write the book.
I might go and book a trip now and see if I can get it done.
A listener wants to know if it's illegal to wear a face covering so the scan can't ID you in these areas. Do you know the answer to that?
So if you are going through, so for example, in Dublin Airport, you have to have your face cleared. It's the same when I go through, I have to take my glasses off and all the rest. You need to comply. But again, it's worth noting that the use of the e-gates is voluntary. You don't have to use them. If you were walking around, the example I've gave of Cardiff Stadium, no, there's nothing to stop you. They can't prevent or prohibit you from going around the way you want to. So no.
Jess, thank you so much. That is Jess Kelly.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.